Part 12, Chapter 7. At that exact moment, Zit, in the underground hangars, was almost out of his wits. Ever since that wild recoil had occurred at the end of the semi-annual, things had been in chaos. The rumor had been flying about that it was humans out there. Men. Zit knew better. Those silly slugs could do nothing. It was undoubtedly Tolnips landing in here from their system. Zit, although his thinking was interrupted every few seconds by curses at Turl, had it all worked out. The Tolnips had buggered up the teleportation bands to paralyze counterattack, and were in here after the still not inconsiderable mineral content of this planet. There had been trouble with the Tolnips before, and the last war with them was inconclusive. They were short, about half the size of a cyclo, and they could breathe almost anything, and were immune to cyclo gas barrages, worse luck. Therefore, he was rigging a Mark 32 low-flying ground strafer, the most heavily gunned plane in the hundreds of planes in these hangars. And damn and blast that Turl. He was supposed to be in charge of defense. And where were the standby alert battle planes? Out in the weather. And where were the tanks? Snug and rusting in the underground tank park. And where were the reserves at other mine sites? Pulled in here. Damn, Turl. There was no fuel cartridge or ammunition supply inside the compound. Zit was illogical in blaming Turl for this, since it was against company rules to store them inside a compound. They were nearly a half mile from here, and two parties of cyclos that had tried to get to the dump had been slaughtered. And that was another thing that proved it was Tolnips. The cyclos who had been hit simply exploded into a pale green flash. Only Tolnips could invent weapons like that. So he had to scavenge in the old planes and ground cars for half-used cartridges and ammunition charges. Oh, there was quite a bit to be found, but it couldn't be depended on. He had come to physical blows with the two Chamco brothers, blast them. They were readying up a heavy armored tank. Two tanks that had gotten out that violent afternoon had been blown to cinders. So the Chamcos were rigging one of the old brutes of the Basher class. Bash our way to glory. Nothing could penetrate its hide, and its guns wrecked things for miles. The Chamcos were salvaging fuel and ammunition cartridges for it, and they had the nerve, the twisted metal nerve, to maintain that the attackers were Hockners from Duraleb, a system Cyclo had completely whipped 200 years ago. The battle had been over who got the cartridges, and that pompous midget Kerr had come down and given them both half. Another Turl mess. The cartridges didn't fit the Mark 32. Zit had spent valuable time machining a false case around them to get them into the tubes. Damn Turl! He had told his men to move that damned drone 2 hours ago. Damn Turl! Now here he was. He had found a co-pilot, one of the executives in the draft that had just arrived, rated combat on a Mark 32 named Nup. A dimwit. But that's what you got on an out-of-the-way planet like this, who thought it was a typical Bolbod attack, based on a rumor he had heard in the Kerbango shops lately in the Imperial City that a conquest of the Bolbods was intended. Zit had collected a combat breathe mask, gotten a shoulder bag of extra vials, gotten his sidearms, put spare rations in his pocket, and last but not least, put his favorite wrench into the side of his boot. A wrench that sometimes came in handy in any kind of fight or situation. The Mark 32 motors turned over easily. It purred. In no time at all, he would be out there, and that would be the very positive end of this attack. Damn, Turl! Zit let off the skid grips and taxied the Mark 32. Hit 'em low, kill 'em. Toward the firing door. Mechanics leaped to get out of his way. The place was in a turmoil of cyclos trying to get planes ready with nothing. And that damned drone was still standing there. Ordinarily, you could fire three planes at once through that door. It was high enough even to add a fourth. But that ancient relic of a gas drone was so wide and so tall it was blocking the whole door. Just what he'd told Turl. Damn Turl! There was no way he could get the Mark 32 past it. Zit leaned out the door and screamed for the shift foreman. He came rushing up. Zit almost bit him.
Move that damned drone! 2 hours ago,
It won't, Dolly,
panted the foreman. He pointed. 4 dolly trucks had been trying to push it away.
It won't move.
Zit gave his equipment bag a hoist onto his shoulder and sprang down.
You ever saw Crunch? The only inside control that thing has is its mag grapnels. Why haven't you let it off? Those big skis are magnetically locked to this platform. Why don't you learn?
It's a very old drone,
chattered the foreman, his wits starting to crumble under Zit's glare. Zit rushed to the door of the drone. It was a huge door, big enough to load a dozen gas canisters at a time. Somebody had put a rolling ladder there, and Zit ran up it, his equipment clattering, and pried at the door. It was locked. An armored door itself, the size of a plane.
Where's the key?
Screamed Zit.
Turl had it.
The foreman shouted up at him.
We've looked everywhere for Turl. We can't find him.
Damn, Turl.
Have you searched his rooms?
Zit yelled down from the rolling ladder.
Yes,
cried the foreman.
We...
At that moment, a higher-pitched voice bit into the row of the hangar.
Yoo-hoo!
It was Chirk. Zit stared in daggers of hostility. The cheap twit. But she was holding a single huge key.
I found this in his desk,
she caroled.
Where are the other keys to this thing?
Shouted Zit.
The preset box keys!
That's the only one there was in the desk,
lilted Chirk. It gave Zit an instant's pause. He didn't want this damned old relic firing itself off in the hangar with no way to get out. But he had to move it. This was the door key they were passing up to him. He glared at the key. 3 toggles, pitted. The shaft almost in 2. Turl could at least have made a new key. But oh no, it was paws off. He shoved the key, all 20 pounds of it, at the lock hole. He twisted it with a curse. Damn, Turl! The rusty, magnetic clenchers gave. The key fell apart. Zit flung it to the platform below, narrowly missing Chirk. At least the door was open. He struggled to swing it back. Even the hinges were decayed and stiff. It opened to reveal the enormous interior. Zit got a torch. There were no lights in this thing. It was never meant to have a pilot in it. It was just tons and tons and tons of gas canisters, engines, and armor. He thought, belatedly, he might have robbed some fuel from it. Too late now. He lumbered forward to the control compartment. He had better throw them off. But no, they were armor-locked, solid. They couldn't be unset without a key. And this metal wouldn't surrender to anything. It was armored. Damn, Turl! He darted his light around. There was the magnetic grip release, the only interior control put there so hangar and firing people could lock and unlock it when moving it about with tractors. Zit reached for the release brake. Before he could touch it, it moved. He froze, looking at it in horror. Yes, there was a click in the preset box. He dove for the door. The forward jerk of the motors threw him off his feet. He scrambled for the exit. Too late. The hangar door was fleeing by. It was already yards down to the ground. He didn't dare jump. The drone took off, its rusty side door flapping in the wind. Zit let out a shuddering groan. Damn, Turl. Well, at least they could get the battle planes out and end the Tolnep attack. And all this on half pay and no bonuses. Probably that was Turl's doing, too.